Shop with Rakuten and you'll get it. What's it? It's the best deal. Great cashback rates and more savings on your shopping. When you join Rakuten, you'll get cashback at brands like Marks & Spencer, Mango and Selfridge. Even when you shop the sales. Just start your shopping with Rakuten to save money at over 400 brands. Join for free at rakuten.co.uk or get the Rakuten app. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N.
At Barclays, we run programmes that help communities across the UK. Whether you're a young person gaining skills to enter the workplace, a small business trying to grow and find its place in the modern world, or a girl in school building confidence on and off the pitch through football. We believe everyone deserves to fly. Search Barclays Communities to find out more. Barclays, here for every goal.
You are listening to the Glass Cannon Network, the premier source for role-playing game entertainment. Last week on the Glass Cannon podcast,
the final raider on its turn rushes out the door.
Do I think I could pursue him?
You certainly could.
Here's what Barnes is going through Barnes' head.
Yeah.
We've been beaten. We could use a minute to get together.
I don't think we would press our luck.
I don't think there's any evidence that he would bring people back. There's no evidence that he wouldn't either.
I'm going to give chase for at least a little bit.
Woo-hoo.
See what's up.
I guess.
Another encounter,
man. Forever.
You won't get away, my friend.
He sees Barnes. Moves 20 feet onto this bridge into the night.
Barnes!
Shifting.
What are you doing?
Barnes is going to close on the guy and take a strike.
Oh my God.
That moment.
Oh God.
Stop.
You see another one waiting around the corner.
No.
And you see another one.
No.
Oh, no.
I'm going to glint the mirror.
Into the moonlight.
Another Barnes will appear in midair above the water.
Barnes falls.
I mean, Buggles is going to run up into the alleyway here.
At that moment, around the corner, another raider. The corner.
Buggles, no!
Oh, 28 points.
Yeah. Dying too.
Piercing damage.
I don't think we should have come out here.
I don't think we should
agree.
On the record.
Out here either.
It's Zephyr. You bitch. Buggles is down, lying in a pool of his own.
I want
red
to,
blood. Red blood over there.
I want to pick up Buggles and run away. That's what she would do.
Here comes the attack of opportunity. Survive this, and there is a chance.
The adventure continues now.
Day here in the studio, because not only is it Halloween night while you're watching this, it's also Skid's birthday!
Hey!
Happy birthday!
He's a good fellow.
He's a good fellow.
He's a good fellow.
If we could, we'd lift you up.
Make a wish.
Look at me, blood out.
I wish it'd stop.
Seems like a sad birthday.
It's also the day after Matthew's birthday.
Hey!
Make a wish.
I also wish for this to stop.
And the day after Paula Deming's birthday.
All right. Rule of threes. Now it's
Poor
funny.
Paula.
We're recording this. Obviously,
Paula. The rules of comedy prevent me from wishing that.
We can't.
It just wouldn't be funny.
Wouldn't be funny if we said.
Among all people, she would understand.
We love you.
We're recording this in the past, but we're celebrating it in the future because we won't be together on the actual day, most likely. And so it's fun. It's fun to still celebrate, even though. When you watch this,
First of all, we're not celebrating it in the future.
Yeah, we are.
Wait, we're not?
We're celebrating
it in the past.
I got lost thinking about it.
We're celebrating it in the present. I think everybody is very confused.
Time isn't real.
Wait a minute.
I did. My brain went to a place that I didn't want to go, and now I don't know where we are. We'll do the mash.
I think it's fun because you get to do it twice. You know, it's like now and then in the future when it's the day, you'll look back and you'll go, ah, that's different than what it is now.
Like a now and later, like a candy you might receive in your trick-or-treat bucket.
Nice. Such a pro.
Nice.
Do kids still get...
Does skid.
Do kids still get now and later?
No, skid is an anagram for kids.
That's right.
Oh.
Think about that.
Wow. Right.
That's right.
Think about that for a second.
It's also an anagram for dicks if you don't spell it right.
What?
Jesus. Oh, yeah. That'd be like a Dutch spelling.
Right.
Yeah.
Dicks.
This is the third time we brought up dicks.
We've been talking about dicks so much
since we've been
today.
Sitting in these chairs.
My first.
There's been a lot of penis talk in the pre-show, but I want to hear where you were going with this. Do kids still get...
Now and laters. Is that a thing?
I think it is. I feel like I saw one in Archer and Dash's bucket last
year. Because you know what? I think they come in those like big candy packs where it's like you get Smarties, you get now and later. It's kind of like, what is all this candy? It's like random candy.
I don't want to be a frugal fanny, but do you know how expensive Halloween candy is?
Oh, it's ludicrous.
Oh, yeah.
Because they know ludicrous. They got you on the hook.
It's insane. Yeah.
Yeah.
Buy it earlier. Just buy it earlier. It's just save
it. No, you have to buy it the day after and save it for a year. So by earlier, if you mean 1 year in advance, then yeah.
164 days.
That's when it's cheaper.
That's when it's like now and much later.
Yeah.
Right. And that's when you give, the kids a Milky Way. And they open it up and it has that chalky whiteness around the corner.
Yeah. And as a parent, you're like, it's fine.
It is fine.
The chocolate oxidized. Yeah. It's fine.
It's the same thing that grows on a dog turd after it's left for a few months.
Okay. Were you ever worried as a kid about popping open a Milky Way and there would be a razor blade inside?
Absolutely.
You were worried about that?
Every year. Yeah.
Never.
In a sealed Milky Way?
That's what they told us. They told us that there are
apples.
Killers.
Apples. They lied.
It was like the satanic panic for Halloween.
And it was made up, right? Like it was.
I think it happened. Like
an instance,
right? One instance. That's all it took to be like, well, check your kids' candy because you could slip a razor blade right in there, and you'd see a little seam. It's kids insane. Don't know. They pop it in their mouth.
It's insane that razor blade was the choice. Like poison. Do poison in a food? Why would you put a razor blade in food?
Well, do you know about
it's so much easier to get a razor blade and put it in food than to concoct poison.
Do you realize that there was a time when like pill bottles didn't have safety things on them and someone went and got eye drops once, boop boop, went blind because someone poisoned it. Now that's why there's a safety seal on eye drops.
Well, the whole Tylenol scare like back in the early 80s.
Wait, what happened to the Tylenol?
There was someone was like poisoning bottles of Tylenol, I think in the Chicago area. And that's the whole, like, there were no safety seals on bottles before that. No.
Yeah, I think, Johnson & Johnson owned Tylenol, and they masterfully handled the way that they did that. They lost millions of dollars, but their brand grew because of it.
Wow.
Well, they pulled every pill off the shelf globally.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
So I see a lot of it in a lot of business.
We learned about it in business
school. Yeah.
It's a famous business thing. But like, when you mess up real bad. Just do this.
Do the Johnson & Johnson.
Do the Johnson & Johnson. But that was one of those big panics when I was a kid. Like, that was one of the huge panics that went, and there were so many.
It was a lot.
You know, it was, but that was one of the bigger ones.
Halloween candy or Tylenol?
Well, Halloween candy too.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a huge panic, obviously, about Dungeons & Dragons, daycare centers, and Tylenol.
What was the daycare center fear?
Everyone thought Satanists were running them.
Really?
What?
Yeah, they were like sacrificing children and like... It would. We were thinking about it today.
A lot
it was
of
like,
people
it,
still think that's it.
Yeah, it's like it would like just. It's an object lesson that there have been really stupid people panicking about bullshit for at least the last several decades.
Right. The more things change, the more things stay the same.
I think we've come around on daycare centers and Tylenol. I still think we're and Dungeons and Dragons, but I still think we're the jury might still be out on razor blades and Halloween kits.
I think it's a bummer you can't give like baked goods at Halloween. And I understand why, because you don't know where it came from. You don't know all your neighbors, especially nowadays. But it's like, I don't know.
I knew you.
Whereas I know every person that made this Milky Way.
My wife, she got back into the sourdough making. She makes killer sourdoughs. And she's like, I'm going to bring a sourdough over to the neighbors. I'm like, okay, cool. I'm like, if they give us one, I want you to throw it in the trash because I'm not eating someone else's food. That's just
Yeah, you're why? Part of the problem.
I'm part of the problem.
But why?
Because they, they touched it with their hands.
Okay.
As opposed to the people
they're
unclean.
They may have not. I don't know what their conditions are. Do they have an A rating?
Do they have a cat that hangs out on the counter?
Right.
Yeah.
It's a dog that's like, oh, sorry, the dog got in the bowl.
Oh, this will be swipe these rat droppings
out of
the way.
Dog people are weird. They're like, oh, sorry, the dog uses the toilet too.
As opposed to the dingy corporate factory that has allowed a certain number of flies per square foot.
Right, rat drop. We talked about rats recently. Yeah, I don't know. I as a bit of a hypochondriac, I'm not as worried about the razor blades and the candy anymore. But I do go in there and just make sure everything's okay.
What candy are you picking out for yourself? What are you eating?
Wait. You do? You check every piece of candy your kids eat?
I look in there.
They eat it?
Shuffle the bag.
I look around, make sure there's no like guns in there.
All right, but you're not guns.
Or cigarettes.
Why are people passing out guns?
Who gave
a son of Walter BBK?
Little Archer.
Are you Batman?
And it's just a pack of Newports.
Dolls.
What's so funny? We're getting way off track, but we went to a San Gennaro festival. It's a big one in our hometown. People come from all over to go to the San Gennaro festival. And like the prizes, they're so out of date. I just saw this like toddler walking around with a machine gun. I'm like, that. And it looked like a machine gun. It didn't look like a Nerf gun. I'm like, these prizes are from like the 70s and 80s. Anyways, like that probably is so inappropriate. It's like either a machine gun or a naked girl for a kid. You were asking me what my favorite candy, my go-to is?
For Halloween. Yeah. Or what do you take from like your kids' bags and you're like, that one's for daddy?
Yeah, I mean, I take a lot from there.
I take all the best ones.
Yeah, take all the good stuff.
Which is
you guys shouldn't be eating this much.
For me, it's just the candy bars. Every candy bar.
Every candy bar?
Snickers, Milky Way. I actually like Three Musketeers. A lot of people don't. I love it.
I love Three Musketeers.
What's really wrong with you?
People don't like Three Musketeers?
Yeah, there's people out there that don't like the all nougat-y.
Oh, I love them.
Great.
They're one of my favorite candies.
They're really good. Frozen, too.
Love them.
Frozen is
awesome in the freezer.
And then I'll leave the kids Smarties, Skittles.
Now and later.
I'm going to call social services.
Jawbreakers.
Oh, my God.
Atomic bombs.
So you just like chocolate.
Yeah.
That's what you're saying.
Okay. Well, and nougat. And nougat.
I think that's also nougat? Chocolate. It's whipped chocolate.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yes.
It is. It's whipped chocolate. Yeah.
Oh. I'll tell you, I like anything Reese's, anything with chocolate and peanut butter, I go for those. But you can very quickly OD on those. And calorie-wise, it doesn't take a lot to like really tip the scale with those. Yeah. So I like a Kit Kat.
I love
a Kit Kat. Candy. Yeah.
And they've got lots of different Kit Kats now.
Yeah.
See, that you're right, though. Like
it's one of my
Reese's
favorites.
Pieces. Oh, delicious. Four. Five, sick.
It's too much.
Butterfingers.
You mean Reese's peanut butter cups?
Buttercups.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Reese's pieces.
Like, or Reese's pieces makes you sick?
That's too much.
I can eat 100.
Do you guys remember when we were in Toronto and they had pretzel Reese's pieces in Canada?
In the bodega that we went
in
to.
In that bodega we
went to? I don't remember the bodega. They were in the dressing room.
Oh. Wow.
They were unbelievable.
Maybe I should.
Crunchy, salty. I like a Butterfingers.
Oh, give me a Butterfinger any day of the week.
But one.
Can't What's better, Butterfinger or Fifth Avenue?
Butterfinger.
I like that it gets stuck in my
I don't like that was just so quickly decided.
Yeah, I mean, that was way too quick. If I ever saw Fifth Avenue, by the way, in a bucket, I would go to that house and be like, you're cool.
Yeah.
Because you just never see a Fifth Avenue.
I haven't seen one in some time.
Oh,
but they changed the recipe for Butterfinger because it used to be like really like crunchy, like wafery. And now it's like a gum kind of based thing.
I haven't had them in a while.
And it like gets... This forms this glob in your mouth, which
like
is
a milk dud,
because
like,
all modern food has embalming liquid in it now because it's owned by cigarette companies.
Embalming liquid?
Oh my God.
What is wrong with you?
You know that they're all trying to kill us, right? Stop eating processed food.
Okay,
you're doing a terrible job.
We're doing the bracket. Butterfinger, Fifth Ave. Okay, you pick Fifth Ave.
Is this a tournament?
Fifth Ave, Heath Bar.
Fifth Ave.
I don't even.
Heath Bar makes me poop.
I don't.
What is wrong?
You give me Heath Bar right now. You give me Heath Bar right now. I won't make it through the episode.
Why?
For since the beginning of time, toffee goes. Toffee?
So you're not exaggerating. You eat a Heath, and within 60 minutes, poop comes out.
By the first break,
whether you want
I would
to
be like uncomfortable for the rest of the episode.
So toffee. Wow. I think you're confusing toffee and coffee.
Nope. I know what I said.
Okay.
Heath Bar. Oh, you get a Heath Bar coffee ice cream. Forget it. I can't come into work. Ben and Jerry's used to have that. I'd have that after a rough day.
Yeah, I love toffee. Yeah. Wow, interesting.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
I don't dislike the Heath Bar.
I love the Heath
Bar. Oh, it's good. Nice pop.
Yeah. You know what? I never eat a Heath. I don't know if I've ever had one.
What?
Really?
I have had Heath ice cream, a Heath topped ice cream,
I don't think I've ever eaten a Heath bar.
So I don't like Heath bar.
Oh, yeah, they're not my favorite.
I couldn't tell you what it
reminds me of. They remind me of Heath Ledger. I get real bummed out.
Yeah.
So now I'm bummed out.
And you can overdose on Heath bars.
That's what he did, I think.
Jesus.
He was like, hi, this candy bar is named after me. And he just fucking
that's what happened.
Went to town.
Right, the end. E Hollywood story. sad moment. Yeah, other good candy. Okay, what about you've been noticeably quiet. It's your favorite season.
Kit Kat.
Kit Kat's
my favorite candy.
Have you had the chocolate covered donut Kit Kat?
No.
You want a cream in your jeans, folks?
Yes.
Try the chocolate covered donut Kit Kat. Kit Kat bar. It doesn't sound like anything special. It is out of this world.
It's the Kit Kat. You're not talking about a donut
It's a chocolate. I think it's chocolate donut Kit Kat.
Hell yeah.
While you're looking at
Kit Kat chocolate frosted donut.
It's like a light tasting candy too with like the wafer.
Oh.
They come in the perfect size when it's mini and it comes in like a million flavors.
Wow. You know what I've never tried and I'm actually physically angry they made? White chocolate Kit Kat.
Hate them.
Oh, yes. We had
disgusting idea.
Hate
no,
them.
They are good. They were sent to the old studio.
He loves chocolate, so he's going to
hate. You have such a weird thing about white chocolate.
It's not chocolate.
You know how Heath bars make Troy poop?
Yeah.
White chocolate makes me vomit the instant it touches my mouth.
It's an emetic. It's like,
yeah.
They could use it in hospitals.
I agree. Hate white chocolate. I do enjoy the green tea Kit Kats, like a green tea white
chocolate. Those and for I was a certain like, type that of also person. Seems gross.
So you don't like
it? I like green tea.
I think Grant brought in a whole bunch of flavors.
Wasabi Kit Kats and shit.
Oh, yeah. The wasabi one.
I do remember that.
So
yes.
Good.
This was the Japanese thing. Like it was the Japanese
market. Did he get them in Japan or did someone send them?
I think he did.
So good.
They had like a ton of like different flavors over there.
A lot of malls now will have like a Asian food market, and they'll have like Doritos from Hong Kong and stuff, and they'll have these crazy flavored Kit Kats.
Oh, so good.
How about a Big Cat?
Yes,
huge in Europe. The Big Cat, and the Big Cat tastes different in Europe than it does here in America. It is out of this. You never had a Big Cat?
Not all the time.
Love a Big Cat
because it defeats the purpose, in my opinion, of having a Kit Kat.
Sure,
but it's fun.
It's not an everyday Kit Kat.
Yeah,
I don't like it.
What about like those what is the term for the like I want to say mothball-y. what sort I'm looking for?
Whoppers.
Like Whoppers.
The worst candy.
What is imagine. That?
Malt chocolate.
Malt chocolate.
I'm not a fan, but there are worse candies.
Give me Smarties or from Whoppers.
I like Smarties.
We can do buy Ovaltine like and just pour it in your mouth. Ugh.
I kind of like them.
Yeah.
I hate eat them. I'm like, ugh.
What about Milk Duds?
Yes.
Milk Duds.
Oh,
loved them when I was a kid. A little too much now on the teeth.
I love them.
Yeah, I love the taste. A little too sugar daddies.
Oh, too much.
A lot on
it's a lot like a Charleston Ooh. Chew. It's work.
Oh yeah.
What about a Tootsie Roll?
Mm-hmm. You know what I like? The flavored Tootsie Rolls. They're called Fruitsie Rolls.
I like
oh really?
Both.
At the Santa Claus parade when I was growing up, they would throw those at the parade. Like the AMBETs, the Knights of Columbus would throw these, and I would just gather.
And they're colorful.
Cherry, lime, vanilla. Yeah. So fucking good.
They are good.
You know, haven't we talked about this? The thing about a Tootsie Roll is that every Tootsie Roll you eat contains a little bit. Of the original Tootsie Roll.
We talked about this. I think we've talked about all this, but I'm still enjoying it.
Yeah.
I'm loving it.
You get older, you forget about what you talk about.
No one said Twix. Twix is my second favorite.
Oh, Twix.
Twix is phenomenal.
You know what's nice? Halloween Twix, you can eat like 70 of them.
It's also the perfect size for Halloween. Yeah. Like the small size.
What about Mike and Ike's?
Mike and Ike's are, I was going to say, nobody has mentioned any non-chocolate candy, and Mike and Ike's are my favorite.
I love Mike and Ike's. Hot tamales?
Oh, sure.
No, thank you.
I like a hot tamale.
No on the hot tamale. I like a hot tamale.
Got to eat them slow, though, because they'll burn your mouth.
Swedish fish?
Oh, yes.
I'll eat them.
Yeah.
I'll eat them.
Justin, I'll eat them for Swedish fish.
Brody's raising his hand. Love a
Dude,
Swedish
fish. Swedish fish are phenomenal.
The kids love Sour Patch Kids. That's their jam.
Oh, I also, well, just, I've been
obviously
on
Matthew, yeah.
Matthew has
I believe you're what we would call addicted to Sour Patch Kids.
It's a real problem.
We have to stop Matthew.
Mira received something like a birthday party goodie bag. And I was like, you are way too young for these.
Pass them over.
Evil.
I hope your Halloween is as exciting as ours here in this studio.
Nailed
it. Back after
you stole my wish. Kids love eating cereal, but we adults, we don't want all that sugar, and most cereals don't give you the protein that you need. But recently, I found Magic Spoon, a nostalgically delicious cereal that tastes just like those childhood favorites, but without the sugar and with a ton of protein.
Macros. Every serving of Magic Spoon has 13 grams of protein, 0 grams of sugar, and 4 grams of net carbs, so you can feel good about eating cereal. Flavor options. They also have 10 flavors that all taste just like the cereal you loved as a kid. Their most popular are fruity, cocoa, frosted, and peanut butter, but there are so many more, like blueberry muffin, cinnamon roll, birthday cake, honey nut, and maple waffle. And convenience. I love that Magic Spoon makes it so easy for me to eat more protein when I'm too busy or tired to cook. I do love, like I said, I wasn't allowed to eat those cereals when I was a kid, but I was so jealous of the other kids in my neighborhood that were able to eat those delicious sugary cereals. And I was so jealous, but now it's like I have those today, but without all the drawbacks. The flavor, it really is great. It's crunchy texture. It's really delicious. I love the chocolate one. I love it getting the chocolate milk in the bowl, like when you're done. It just feels like just great times of the stuff that people love when they were kids. And I love to eat it a late night snack. It's a great late night snack for me. Get $5 off your next order of delicious cereal at magicspoon.com/GCP or look for Magic Spoon in your nearest grocery aisle. That's magicspoon.com/GCP for $5 off. Magic Spoon, hold on to the dream.
AI might be the most important innovation ever. It's storming every industry with literally billions being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs the right data and a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? Time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud, Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, and application development with AI embedded across it all. And Oracle Sovereign Cloud helps you address your requirements for location, access, and data residency. OCI provides blazing fast speeds for AI's demanding workloads. And in the cloud, when you pay by the minute, speed matters. And of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. If you want OCI to help you do more and spend less, like Uber, the Premier League, and Oracle Red Bull Racing, take a free test drive at oracle.com/bandwidth. That's oracle.com/bandwidth. oracle.com/bandwidth.
We're back, everybody, and I want to thank our Halloween sponsors, Norse Foundry. I'm wearing a Norse Foundry t-shirt under here. You can't see it, but it's there. And of course, Foundry Virtual Tabletop. We love those guys. Still looking for some more sponsors for Campaign 3, which will be starting
in 2 weeks.
2 weeks?
We're going to do a bye week.
I need a week. We need a bye week.
Fifth Ave? If you're out there.
Yeah, Fifth. Hey, come on.
Sponsor.
Now and later, be a perfect sponsor.
We say this all the time, but it's never been worse, right? I truly never been worse than this moment. Like we say all the time, like, well, at least I
yeah. In the
like,
game.
Oh man, this could be a TPK. Oh man, this could be, this situation's never been
I'm
worse,
usually
right?
pretty toxically positive about this. Yes. I'm prepared to die.
And I think also it's weird. We've, maybe because we've lost characters, but we're all like, we're all smiling and we're like, this is bad. This is really, really bad. And I don't know if we're all mentally like already prepared, but no one seems like solemn and like quiet. We're all just like, bad.
Skid seems a little sad today, and I'm wondering if it's because of the show. Your team just got in the playoffs. Is it about the show?
Well, Dikembe Mutombo died.
Yeah.
That honestly, like I haven't been this bummed about a celebrity passing since I think Phil Hartman.
Oh, I'm sorry, yeah. Skid.
It's like it really fucked me up. It was at the draft party where the Nuggets drafted Dikembe Mutombo that Rocky, the super mascot, the fucking reactionary catamount with a lightning bolt up his ass for some reason made an enemy of me for life. It was at that draft party.
What did he do? I can't remember.
He took my fucking Brooklyn Dodgers hat off my head and rubbed it on his ass.
Oh, I remember that story.
It's like, right. What the fuck? This team hasn't existed since 1958. Why are you rubbing my hat on your ass? Fucking Puma. I'll never forgive him. And then there's a litany of fucking crimes that fucking guy committed. Fuck him. But it was at the Dikembe Mutombo's, number 4 overall, 1992.
Mutombo, Pete Rose, Chris Christopherson comes in threes.
Rough weekend.
Yeah. Charlie Hustle and Dikembe. No. Yeah, that is sad. Well, that makes our fictional characters seem a lot less important.
Yeah.
This moment.
For sure.
Carry that through today's episode. Yeah, you know, I said this while we were getting ready, as I was hobbling around the studio, that I think there's a chance you could get out of this. I don't see how you get out of this without at least one death or two, unless I play like a complete nincompoop.
Which I'm praying and hoping that you just...
Natural one.
You've done it many times
in the past. I pull punches because the game isn't always about kill, kill, kill. It's about telling a great story, but you have to do it in such a way that makes sense. And right now, they got the jump on you because of a poor tactical decision.
Don't roll your eyes.
We're not pushing any blame on anybody here. We're just saying that something happened that threw you into this situation. If you listen back to the tape, you can hear me telling you not to do it. But here we are. Here we are. Revisionist history.
Not explicitly, but in so many words.
It could not have been more obvious unless he physically stopped us from continuing.
I wish he would have locked the door.
I believe in player agency.
The front of the building collapsed.
A meteor hit the street.
You're unable to get out into the street.
I think Sakawachi should have tied us up.
That would be great. No rolls.
It's really tricky, right? Because you could have one death. That's harsh. We've already had a couple. You could have two deaths, three deaths at that point. Now we've got one. That might be interesting. One character survives and we get a new party. I think that could be interesting.
That's my
That's Kate's prediction.
Your assumption.
Yep, I came in here today assuming that four of us have to make new characters.
Are we going
to
do a bet? How many of us die?
Parlay.
Don't.
No.
Or we go full TPK and then, you know, then it comes to the decision. Do we just move on from this AP, which I've talked about now? I mentioned on the show. We talked about it on Cannon Fodder. And I don't know. I really think I might. Even though it would just like such a waste of prep work on my part, it would be interesting. And I think that it would be disruptive in the industry. You don't see that happening too often. Polygon would write all about us.
Union-hating game master does a TPK.
Pinko Kami Rat. But I don't know. I think it'd be interesting. And I love a good story. And I think it'd be nice to have a fresh start, but it'd be fucking sad.
It would suck to start at level one again.
Yeah.
Honestly.
That's the biggest.
We could always do one of those three bookers that start at level seven, but we should learn to walk before we learn to fly. But yeah, starting at level one is brutal, but maybe.
Level one and 1E was fun. But I feel like the balance.
I mean, you also don't have to,
so deadly.
You also don't have to do an AP. You can do a level 3 module. You know, that'll take us a year. You know, a 3 to 5 sort of module.
Yeah, do a module,
and then like maybe doing a level 5 after that. You know, like
a Cyclist side sesh type.
Yeah,
yeah, sure. Yeah, a lot of options
with the same characters. Like you just keep, you know, they adventure
old school.
Old school. That's how we used to do it.
At this point, it would kind of suck if we didn't die because we're having so many fun ideas right now. So I think we should.
That's why I didn't build a backup character. That's why I don't like going down that road, because then I find myself being like, yeah, I'm fine if he dies. Like, I don't want to feel that way.
Yeah, I didn't build a backup.
Kate is pumped
three backup
for Zephyr
characters.
To die. She's like, can't wait for Zephyr.
She loves death.
Three backup characters.
I couldn't decide. There's so many classes.
Wow.
Well, I don't want to die.
I don't want to die.
I don't want to die.
But I don't want to kill you.
I'm prepared.
I really don't want it to happen, but
let me show you how you can do it. I mean, it's so simple. You don't need a deus ex machina, and you certainly don't need like the enemies to suddenly be like, oh, we've just heard news from somewhere else. We must run. You just go like this. Ah, miss. It's incredibly easy.
That was really good.
Yeah, I don't do that.
Doesn't take a lot of prep.
You also took a picture.
I'll show you one more time.
Gah!
You also took a picture last time.
The funny thing is, those actually would have been
From here, I can see the single digits.
It's easy for Joe.
But you rolled it already.
I rolled the attack of opportunity. All right, so we got to take it back.
Yeah, this is already
been done.
Such a cliffhanger.
On a big old cliffy. So
on a big old cliffy.
We end book one of Gatewalkers, free book AP. With you being transported through this telescope, essentially, back to Galarian, you assume. You end up in this observatory. Sakawachi is there. And Sakawachi says, thank God you're here. I need some help. Someone is bashing down the doors of the observatory. They bust in. It's four hobgoblin raiders. They got war paint on their face. You're all beat up from the previous fight against the Nightgaunt and the Cairn White and the Yosoki with the lizard.
And the Drake.
Hate the Drake. And now you're just thrown right into this fight again. These are not very strong warriors, but they are made stronger by the fact that they have shields and their AC is boosted when they're next to each other, standing in formation. However, you are able to defeat them. One of them runs away. Sakauchi says when he came here, there's something weird going on in the city. I lost my companions. Maybe we should just let him go. I don't know what to do. Barnes follows, pursues, and the raider leads you directly into a trap with three more of his kind, one of which being clearly the leader, this buff female hobgoblin, you think. She looks different. Barnes jumps into the river, this canal, and starts floating down, swimming downstream to draw the attention of these raiders who are just firing their short bows into the water. The rest of you eventually come out. Another one sneaks around the corner, comes after Buggles, takes Buggles to dying too. Ramius brings Asta back up to full. Asta is wounded one and drained two. Ramius is wounded two and sickened one. Zephyr is drained one. Buggles is drained one, dying two. Prone and all that good stuff.
Ramius is not sickened.
You're no longer sickened?
No. He
retched.
He retched it out.
I will remove that from this. Zephyr, you come up at the end of last week's episode and you want to grab Buggles and pull his body back. I take an attack of opportunity with my raider and I rolled that die. I took a picture of the die because I knew I'd forget what it was. That's so funny. I just had like my wife texted me and my phone just writes stuff and it wrote I am ta twit CD squiz squiz squiz. Should I just send it?
CD squiz squiz squiz. She just send it and see what happens.
What is going on at work? All right, so let's go back.
He does love me.
Go back to my.
We have our own little language.
Like twins.
So cute when he does this.
All right, let's see. Ah, here's the die. All right, so I took this. However long ago we recorded, I feel like it was last week. His to hit is right there. So it was a 16 on the die.
Oh. So not even
see that at home.
Not even like 16. A will it, won't it? It's
so that's going to be a 26 to hit.
Not a crit, regular hit.
God, I'm so angry.
How many hit points do you have?
Don't even. Don't.
Had to read
not a lot.
He did crit me.
Yeah.
Last ep.
Do what Joe said. Yep. When he says a number, just go, okay.
Yeah.
It's fine. God.
9 points.
I am so close to going
nine?
Down.
9 points
of slashing damage.
Still up.
Still up. Well, here's the good news. For your bravery in the line of battle, you get a bottle cap.
Oh, wow. Amazing.
So good news, bad news. 9 points of damage. You're still up. And you get a bottle cap because that is a heroic action. You knew you were going to take that AOO. You knew you had a possibility of going down there, which could doom the party. But now you have provoked, and it has used its reaction. You've grabbed Buggles. You can pull him back with ease.
That's exactly what I want to do. Now that I have him grabbed, miss the attack, I want to duck down and pull him back as far as we can go.
Okay. How many feet can you move?
I have 35 feet of movement.
All right, so I'm going to say you can pull him into the observatory.
Cool.
I will just take you guys off the map. Can you see the map still now that you're off the map?
I can still see it, but okay. Or actually, I can't see anything on it, just the map.
Okay. I want to make sure I really get you 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. So I'm going to move you back even further, just in case now that Buggles is safe. If you want to die in peace. If you want to come back into it, you could. So you pull Buggles in, and Sakauchi and Hubert are there in the observatory as well. First action, grab Buggles. Second action, pull back. You have one more action.
So we're all the way back in the observatory?
You're at the door. You're through the doorway, through the broken doorway.
I want to pull them back as far as I can, because in my mind,
you want to double move
these
back?
People, these hobgoblins can come in to the observatory.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to pull
them. You just want to keep pulling them back another 35 feet?
Yes.
Okay. Very good. All right, so you are deep within the observatory if you move 70 feet back.
And she's also probably, like, losing it a bit. I mean, I've got single-digit hit points at this point, so she probably doesn't want to get back into the fight, so.
Okay. No one's died yet? The Amicus Barnes, you are in the water. There is one raider about 20 feet away from you up, firing down. They've hit you a couple times. It's like maybe a little red pool forming around you.
Little streaks of red in the water.
Streaks of red, that's fun. What do you do?
Barnes is going to glint the mirror.
Okay.
And another Barnes will appear behind these barrels up on the far side of the canal from the enemies.
Okay.
And then I'm assuming the water is moving enough that the first Barnes will disappear.
Okay. Very good.
And then I will take cover. I'll spend an action to take cover.
Very good.
And then I will shout out at the enemies to antagonize them. Be like, hey, I'm over here. You missed me. I'm still around.
Okay. Is antagonize an action? I feel like it is.
No. Is it an action?
I feel like maybe it's a class thing that you can do.
It was in 1E.
There's a feat called antagonize for the swashbuckler.
Yes.
Yeah. When you successfully demoralize a creature, its frightened condition can't decrease to less than 1 at the end of its turn. Well, anyway,
you know what? I can do the coerce action with the intimidate skill. Like, I'm trying to coerce them to come after me.
You said coerce, like Kate says it.
And coerce.
It
coerce.
And I feel like weird. We should make fun of you.
That was crazy.
Coerce.
Yeah, you really.
No, I didn't add the H. I said coerce.
That's not how he's saying it right. No, yeah, coerce.
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 Both are acceptable.
That's can't be true.
To you.
It's not the H. You don't add an H.
Like a Jersey coerce.
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 Do you say wheat?
The French
things?
Don't even say it though.
No. I'm not adding an H.
If we're going to make fun of Kate, we're going to make fun of you.
I didn't say it like Kate. Kate said it like.
Co-heirs.
That's like the Menendez brothers were co-heirs.
That's right. I don't remember how I said it.
You said coerce.
Oh, I added the H.
You said C-O-H-E-A-R-S-E.
What are you guys talking about?
Coerce.
English is hard.
I'm going to roll my die now.
Do you feel bad?
I'm tired.
As long as you feel bad, we can move on.
As long as you feel bad, we can move on. Sounds like you feel bad.
Okay. Tired of the bullshit.
Then let's move on.
Natural 2.
Ah!
But it's an 11.
Okay.
But they know where I am.
All right, so they are perhaps insufficiently coherent.
Oh my god.
That sounds right.
It is Asta's turn. Asta, you have no idea where Barnes is. You see Zephyr bleeding out from sword wounds, dragging Buggles' carcass back into the observatory. What do you do?
Asta just got outside, got healed up, walked outside, and then is immediately like, we all have to go back inside. So she touches Ramius on the back and she goes, we have to leave him.
Bones!
We have to leave him.
Bones!
Brother Ramius! And then she's going to shoot a phase bolt with her other hand at this goblin, this hobgoblin that was just attacking Zephyr.
Okay.
So first action.
Phase bolt.
Brought some new dice in.
Before you attack, I want to hear where your thoughts are on the observatory. Like, the doors are splintered. They broke in. So I just want to know what the plan is here, because I don't want to surprise you with you guys trying to, like, bar the doors. It's not going to be just like, let's just shut the doors and we'll be fine forever.
I thought we could.
That's what I thought you thought. Okay. So I'm not saying it's impossible, but I very clearly said they broke through the doors.
Yeah, okay.
I'm not saying the doors are completely useless.
Well, there's nowhere else that's safe right now.
Remind me, though.
It's already, doesn't matter. The ship has sailed.
I know, but I thought
Zephyr
there were
dropped back with Buggles.
I thought there were two sets of doors. Is there like a...
There's two big double doors, and there was like a big wooden 2x4 or something in front of it. That broke. Maybe the door splintered a little bit. So it still could be barred.
Okay.
But if they smell blood, you have every reason to believe they'll just keep pushing. I don't know.
I am trying to hurt as many as I can as we retreat to regroup inside the observatory where we're not out in the open, in the dark, to potentially more of them. Because we turned corners and they just started popping up all over the place.
Right.
So at least if we can get back to the observatory, you know, we have our two best fighters there, Sakawachi and Hubert. So I think that's our best bet.
Right. All right, phase bolt.
Phase bolt. Oh, that's going to be a 22.
22. And, you know, one thing we got wrong last
episode was
we were listening back because I still had the stun condition on this guy. And we're like, oh, you can't take an OAO if you're stunned. And we realized that I just forgot to take that off. But my last action was I raised shield after doing two attacks. I couldn't have raised that shield. So this is just against his normal AC. And that is a hit.
Yes. I thought that you did.
Wait, 22?
Okay. 22.
So 22 is a miss when his shield is up?
No, I'm just giving you the full...
I didn't think so. So I was just like, wait a minute.
If the shield was up
trying to plot out my
and he was in formation, maybe. I can't remember.
I think if he's in formation, that does miss with the raised shield.
Oh my God. 8 points of damage. Damn it.
Okay.
Low fucking rolls.
He's hurt. He's actually very hurt. Because Zephyr, I think, hit him with at least one blow.
You got him good.
One flurry of
maybe
blows.
Two, yeah.
But yeah, that's two actions. She casts that, and she is just saying to Ramius, "We have to regroup. I have to go back. I'm going back. I have to help Zephyr.
I have nothing else. If we can retreat into this building, then at least they'll be forced to come through the door. In which case, Zephyr can just shoot, get as far away from the door as you can, and just like shoot at them as they come in.
We have a better opportunity. So Asta, final action is going to move back into the building also, following the heels of Zephyr carrying Buggles. She's very worried about Buggles.
Very worried.
Good luck. Okay. Deuces.
All right, so you walk back as well?
In. Yep, following them.
Great. It is the original Raider's turn. This is the one that is over there closer to Barnes. It is actually 30 feet away, but Barnes has taken cover. Let's take a look at the take cover action. You press yourself against a wall or duck behind an obstacle to take better advantage of cover. If you would have standard cover, you instead gain greater cover, which is what I'm going to give you. A plus 4 circumstance bonus to your AC, to reflex saves against area effects, and a stealth checks to blah, 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 hide, sneak, whatever. I'm going to say because the barrels are there, I would have given you cover, but because you took the take cover action, you're going to have greater cover. So plus 4 to your AC. Let's see if that will save you from some attacks here. All right. Short bow attack. Nat 20 doesn't care about cover.
No, Nat 20 doesn't care about cover.
Well, don't lie.
Stop.
Stop it.
You cannot.
Joe, walk over to my dice tray.
No.
I'm not
walk
unplugging.
Over to my
I'm
dice
not unplugging. I see the planet die from here. I can see it.
Brody's got it.
I mean, see it. Come on! Well, whatever.
If I was you, I'd be like, two.
That was pretty cool.
Because I like to tell a good story.
Natural 20 doesn't care about your cover. Rolls a natural 20.
Yeah. I mean,
Jesus.
I just...
Short bow has a deadly D10.
I can't imagine... Could you imagine rolling a die and getting a natural 20?
Could you imagine? I mean, barely.
I can't even imagine
what
that would feel like.
I would lose my mind.
Especially on like a hard attack roll where you need a natural 20.
Well, minimum on the piercing damage, 6 piercing. But then the D10 of deadly.
Oh, right. Oh, God.
2.
There you go.
So that was like a 1 on the D6 plus 2. So 6 piercing plus 2. So 8 points of damage on a crit. That's not bad.
Yeah.
Not bad at all.
Second attack. 18.
Miss.
Against greater cover. All right. And then... Then he's going to slide down about 15 feet. I'm going to come down 20 feet. He starts walking towards, there's a little bridge that goes over the canal to like kind of come towards you. Let me see how many feet I can move. Actually, I can move 25. So I'm going to move another one. So he moves 25 feet coming to this bridge to come and get you. Top of round four. New Raider one's turn. The Las Vegas Raiders. All right, Brother Ramius, you're going to be going next. Now, this one is back there with the leader. Oh, man. This is very, very interesting. This one is going to move up.
No.
25 feet. Start to close.
No.
I mean.
And then it's going to take a shot at Brother Ramius. With its short bow. Natural 3. For a total of 13.
Hell yeah.
Oof. I'm sure that hits.
No, that's a... Come
no,
on,
dude.
Miss.
Okay. I'm going to take one more attack.
You're going to take that map.
This is with the map.
Brother Ramius, wounded 2.
Right. Crit would kill.
Natural 20. Permanent death.
No spells.
Natural 2. Natural 3.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Natural 2.
Boom!
It's just...
The way you said natural 2...
I thought you were...
it's right next to the 20, too. Like, there's the natural 2. There's the natural 20.
I hate that you're rolling that beautiful die, because I have the same one. And your rolls are so much better than
this
mine.
This one, you know, ever since it chipped, it really rolls a lot more 20s.
Will you chip mine?
Than it, it doesn't hit. Actually, it might be affecting it.
Norse Foundry!
Natural 3, natural 2.
You're going to live, brother.
And that's its turn. It's now Brother Ramius's turn.
Okay.
You could throw up.
Yeah, actually... I almost
throw
gagged.
Up in your mouth?
it's just a horrible situation. Yeah, Ramius, hearing Asta's thing, he yells out for Barnes in the streets, can't see him anywhere. Barnes can take care of himself.
Or he's dead. Well, actually, you might have heard him shouting.
Yeah, that would be the best case result. But
if you take a crit,
can't think that possibly right now. He's going to reach out and try one blast against this hobgoblin. That has already been hurt pretty bad. The one right in the front row there.
Okay. The other one has not been touched.
Yeah. Okay, so he'll fire off
the one that, just give you an
lance.
Idea of everybody, the one that's giving chase to Barnes is the original one. He was hurt in that battle.
Right.
The one that Ramius is attacking is really hurt. The other two have not been touched.
Okay.
So this is a, what kind of blast?
This is a divine lance. Going against spirit damage. I'm really hoping here to, I need a natural 20. Just kind of need a natural 20.
Yeah, just call it. He does it all the time.
I know. I'm just going to go, man, if I rolled a natural 20 here.
That's how you do it.
Natural 6. and,
what's the total?
It doesn't matter. Stop.
Tell him the total.
tell him the total.
He is going to...
You do this all the time. Tell him the total.
15. And he will... dodging 2 arrows, one like lands like right into like a book on his backpack, just like arrow sticking out, and he's like
Grey's Anatomy.
Fires off, obviously blows it off into the sky, and then he'll start falling back into the thing. So full movement back into the thing next to Asta.
All right, so you are in the observatory.
The observatory.
As
I kept thinking cathedral, like it's not a cathedral. The observatory's firing off, falling back, firing off, falling back.
All right. I've added Sakawachi to the initiative tracker here. Okay. So Sakawachi is standing in the observatory with you guys, sees this all happening. It's like, I've never fought in my life. I am useless with this spear. I do have some magics. What can I do? Do you want me to try and harm them or try to help you?
Help us. She's like dragging in. Buggles. She's like, help him. Help him, anything.
Help us bar the door.
I'm not a healer.
Magics do you have, then?
I can bless you. I can try to put him to sleep.
Him to sleep.
The goblin?
One
of the goblins, yeah.
Anything.
Tell me what you want me to do. This is not my forte.
Bless us sleep? Or sleep. We got him down, so I feel like sleep might work, but then what?
No. I'm not putting the roll on his hand. He'll just natural 20. The saving throw.
Oh.
I'm going to have one of you roll if you choose sleep.
That's worse.
You'll be rolling for the enemy.
No, you're going to roll for the enemy.
Because we're so bad?
No, because I want you to
Let's choose that option and have Joe roll it.
Oh, he's going to roll natural 20.
Oh yeah,
if you choose, to
it'll
have
be great
him,
for the show.
He doesn't just roll low; he just rolls
the worst.
So whatever the circumstances call for, he'll do the opposite.
The bless to us would help us with attacks, right? It wouldn't help you.
It would
with
help us with attacks. Zephyr has.
Would it help Buggles with a saving throw against death?
No,
not with
no.
the recovery check.
The plus one, the plus one, and bless is always going to be helpful. But their ACs, when they're not in formation, their shields aren't up, aren't terribly high. We're rolling badly enough that it's just terrible.
And that other one is almost down. If we put the second one to sleep, maybe it won't come up and attack us with him. And
what
if anything,
is the success condition of sleep?
Yeah, saving throw.
All right, so let's talk about sleep. Critical success unaffected. Success minus one to perception. Failure falls unconscious for a minute. Critical failure for an hour.
But then you got to look at the details. Sleep is generally a non-combat spell, I think, usually. So, like, does it say anything about if there are loud sounds of battle around, you get another saving throw?
It can be roused.
All right. Each creature in the area. Oh, it's an area effect. 5-foot burst.
Oh.
Okay.
Are they next to each other?
I think if I put is burst on a
burst starts on
intersection?
An intersection.
Okay, so no, it'd have
it's
to
just
be
four
one.
Squares.
Right. Yeah. Each creature, and it's 30 feet. Each creature in the area becomes drowsy and might fall asleep. A creature that falls unconscious from this spell doesn't fall prone or release what it's holding. So they just like fall asleep like a giraffe. The spell doesn't prevent creatures from waking up due to a successful perception check, limiting its utility in combat.
Yeah, it's
but it doesn't say anything about
spell you use to get by a guard in like a, you know, like sneak by, but
unconscious condition, you're sleeping or have been knocked out, you can't act. You take a minus four to perception, reflex saves, you have the blinded and off guard conditions. When you gain this condition, you fall prone. But sleep spell overrides that, you don't fall prone. If you're unconscious because you're dying, blah blah blah. So yeah. I mean
I think we do bless. I mean, we all have attack rolls. Assuming a success, minus one to perception gives us nothing. Assuming a failure, I mean, I think that it's just going to wake up. But I don't know.
Does bless does not have any bearing on a saving throw when you're dying?
No, it's just on attack rolls.
Plus one status bonus to attack rolls for you and your allies within the area for 1 minute. And then I can keep that radius popping each round. Right. Or we could try sleep, and then it would lower. If on a success, it would at least, you know, metagaming aside, it would at least lower its AC and keep it off guard.
I say bless because we just get it out there, and the next round he can still cast sleep. It's not one or the other for the combat, but then he could cast if he's alive next round. He can cast sleep, and bless will already be out there.
Yeah,
and staying out there.
Yeah,
unless you want him to help you bar the door.
If we could do,
yeah.
He could do that with bless already out there. He can still move.
I say do the bless first. I think it would behoove us.
Yeah, let's start with the bless.
He says, okay. He starts chanting under his breath. And you all get a plus one attack bonus.
Ah, Chimachi.
Woof.
Buggles, you are dying too.
Yep.
You've been dragged back. I need a DC 12, unless you have something that makes it less. DC 12 death save. Yes. One or two would... What's your bottle cap situation?
I don't have any.
You used them all, like, last ep, I think.
We used... I think everybody used
or the ep before.
Yeah. This is rough. This is a circumstance that killed another character of mine recently, so I'm...
And is the sole reason for the death of this table.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For both of us.
The criticals fail on a...
Dying to recovery check.
Oh, yours was a crit fail.
Ooh,
also.
What a beautiful die.
I do have... This is a new-ish Norse Foundry beautiful...
Gorgeous.
...gemstone die that my friend Eric gave us at Gen Con.
Gorgeous.
First time rolling it?
Let's go.
And it will be shattered.
Wow. First time rolling it. Let's see.
Throw up.
Natural 14.
Oh,
okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, Gabe.
Stable.
Oh, shaking.
No, not stable. Dying
you're
one.
Dying one now.
Dying one. Better.
Which is
Much better.
Keeps you around.
Okay.
Fuck, it's the blue lady's turn. It's
blue lady's turn.
Oh, no.
Blue lady.
My God, she must be so demoralized at this point.
Yeah, she should probably give up.
She probably wants to give up.
Yeah, go home.
She has a loaded crossbow.
Take a hot bath.
From her running reload.
Barnes taunted them.
Rolled a natural two, I think. 120 feet of range on this crossbony.
Someone could taunt me badly, and I'd still want to fight him.
Bad taunting is even worse.
Yeah. They're like, get over here.
This, with you guys in the observatory and the only ally of yours on the map being Barnes, I need a quick break to figure out this map situation. We'll be back in a moment. We're back. This was a lot of work. Actually, it wasn't that much work. It took me about 5 minutes. But this has happened a lot on this show. I imagine it happens a lot of home tables when like people start moving between maps.
Yeah.
I remember a time when we were drawing maps. I feel like I'd be like, all right, well, I got to draw another map. Now you're over here. But with dungeons, it'd be like, all right, well, you're in this room and cover with a paper. But Giant Slayer, I can remember like you, the floor, certainly at the end there when you're on the cloud castle, like someone would go up and then down. But now with Foundry VTT, this is just really tricky here. But I think I've done it based on what you said you did in terms of movement and what your movement speed is. I think I have everyone correct. So let's go to the observatory map here. So the way you're placed in the observatory is accurate as I can be as to what you said you did. So you see Zephyr and Buggles are about, Zephyr's about 50 feet from the door. Buggles is 45 feet at dying one. Asta is just below Ramius there. Ramius pulled in a little bit. And then Sakawachi and Little Hubert are there as well. Going back to the street, I've just
taken it to the street.
Where you would normally put the elevation, I've put your distance from the door to just let me kind of figure out who's where. So here's the problem. It is it's Blue Lady's turn.
Are you intimating there's one problem?
There's a lot of problems. There's one problem. There's no music. Let me hear some music.
Oh, Blue Lady music.
And then Blue Lady, how far can she move? She's got some decent movement. She's got her guys in front of her. She's barking orders to the one that's chasing after Barnes. And then she is going to close.
On Barnes.
On you guys. Fortunately. Let's see how far I can move. So I can move right up to my buddy, which is what I like to do. And I'm going to take a shot on...
Did you do a running reload?
I did at the end of my last turn. I'm going to take a shot on Asta. Okay. Asta, I'm going to say you get a plus two to your AC here.
So I'm like kind of around.
It's just the broken pieces of doors. She can see you, but you're going to get a plus two to your AC.
Also, I need to clarify something.
Sure.
You said that Ramius healed me full, but that's not true. I only got 10. I'm like 10 off of my max HP, so I still have my wounded condition. Because if he healed me full, I would...
You're wounded.
Yeah, I would have not been wounded. Just when you opened the show, you were like, you got healed full, you're wounded one.
Healed full.
I'm not healed full, and I'm wounded one. I just want to make that clear.
Okay. And you're drained too, so your max
and I'm drained too.
Is down yes. by a lot.
So it's all bad, and I want everybody at home to know it's all bad.
Just how bad?
It's all bad. All right.
How bad
well,
could it be?
Give yourself a plus two to your AC.
That's good.
I'm going to roll this broken die.
Why?
You shouldn't be allowed to do that.
Yeah, you're cheating.
You want to roll another die?
No.
Yeah.
I'll roll neon green.
No.
He said the broken one.
I'm going to go ahead and roll neon green. Have him roll neon green for a while. Neon green. Remember, first hit with this crossbow will do an extra 1d8 damage.
No.
Thanks to the crossbow precision feat.
Oh, thanks to my crossbow precision feat.
Plus two to your AC.
Yep.
Here we go. Neon green. Haven't rolled it in a while because I don't like the way it rolls in this box. Natural three.
Oh,
you
hey.
Tell me.
You're welcome.
17?
Miss.
Okay.
17?
Wow, that's big.
That's huge.
Thank you, Neon.
That bolt just goes... Oh man!
But it's also like from behind. Like she didn't even know that she was coming towards them. So right. Yeah, this bolt.
She figured like the obvious thing. This enemy would go for Barnes. Like
Obviously.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
So this bolt had, flies slow motion.
If she had any tactical mind at all.
Yeah.
Some of her hair, some of her fur gets cut off, and you see Asta see the
slow
fur
motion.
Look, and she looks, starts to and look
goes,
behind her.
And she goes, oh.
She looks at her companions, and yeah. She says, Look what they have on their person. Finish them. I can smell blood. And she moves up with her final action, running reload. Moves 25 feet. She's 10 feet from the door.
Look what they have on their person?
Yeah, these are raiders. They
got some stuff.
You're lucre.
Dude, oh, they're not getting.
They barely have loot.
They're not getting. Asa's claws come
all
out.
The rooms
they're not
we
getting.
Have.
Asa does have a lot of rocks.
Any of my rocks.
It is New Raider 2's turn. New Raider 2 is the one that is in really bad shape. But Ramius tried to perhaps finish off the Divine Lance and rolled a natural 6. This one, looking to his leader, it's like, drops the crossbow, draws a sword, and closes on you, comes into the observatory. Actually comes, yeah, right to the door. So let's go back to the observatory map. Comes right to the doorway in the observatory. Has a sword out. That's its turn. Moving back to the other map. I'm going to throw up.
I know. I was just going to say, you're making me nauseous. Stop.
It is Zephyr's turn. So now I'm going to go back.
Why did you go to back to the other map?
Because initiative is being tracked on.
Yeah, initiative is being tracked on the Skywatch.
Huh.
All right. So, Zephyr, you've got... Ramius is in front. Buggles is down. So yeah. Buggles isn't providing cover, but unless you move, it is going to get cover, assuming your attack. I don't know what the hell you're going to do. I'm talking too much. What do you want to do?
All right. She sees everyone, the enemies starting to run back in here. She's at 5 hit points. She needs to protect her group. That's what she's thinking. Now that she's got Buggles in here, she can't do anything else to help besides distract.
Mm-hmm.
And fight them. So she moves 35 feet away from the party. Yeah.
Okay, it goes to the south there.
To try to get
the
them
edge.
To come to her.
Keeping Bless in mind. Don't forget Bless. You.
Yeah, how far away out. Is...
It's 15 feet from him. So if you go the north way, would you be far away and still...
I'm trying to draw them away from you guys. So if I go
right,
north...
Right, but if you did the same thing on the north, wouldn't that have the same effect?
He said 15 feet,
won't be,
and it's like, centered
if,
on him, right?
Sure, tactically, but if you think about like being visible from the doorway, the people running in, like realistically, like
I mean,
the blue
the
lady,
room.
But the blue lady running in, seeing me aiming, she would run towards me versus running into the room and then seeing me off to the side.
If you like, move to the north, you get a clean shot and you stay within Bless.
I get a clean shot of the guy right here.
The one that's in the room, yeah. If you stand there, you're out of Bless.
Yeah.
She doesn't have to come in the room. She's going to stay out and just keep firing into us.
I think that moving to the north, yes, makes sense to stay in this Bless range. But it doesn't make sense from like the perspective of she's trying to get the enemies to see her first and attack her first if she's like around the corner of the door, you know?
I mean, Ramius is still the closest one to the door. So
no matter where you move, he's the target of the woman.
I just don't think it makes sense for her to run up against the wall. And I need to be 30 feet away from the guy.
Yeah, I don't think he has to be up against the wall. There's room in the back, back behind.
All right, I guess I could go there.
If you don't want the plus one,
I just
that's
like
fine.
I
just think it's
keep
so
it real.
Valuable.
I want the plus one, but I also want to keep it realistic. I don't think she would stay near you guys if she's trying to draw them away from you. You know?
I also don't think realistically that Troy will listen to your tactics.
Right, but also like, why?
Right, but I don't know. There's like a line between like metagaming and being like, I gotta stay within 15 feet of Bless, but it's like, no, she would move away from you guys.
Yeah, I get that, but I don't. But narratively speaking, that doesn't make any sense. Brother Ramius, a completely weak combatant, is right in front of him.
Yeah.
You running away in any direction is not going to draw him away
right, but
from
when
Brother
you,
Ramius.
When do you go?
Not for a while.
I'm the top of the round, but I go before him.
Barnes, will go. Just give you an idea where we're at. Barnes goes next, then Asta, and then the raider that's chasing Barnes. Then we go back to the top of the next round. And it's still a raider before Ramius goes.
All I'm saying is you're not going to draw anyone anywhere. We're all at risk equally in every direction. Like it's a big...
Because they'll have ranged weapons, too.
This, they could switch.
This one that just came in has no shield and isn't in formation.
I think and every has bonus, a sword out.
And has a sword out. Every bonus counts here.
All right, I'm going to reset here.
You'll won't be able to sleep with yourself if you miss
by one.
Hates
my turn.
No.
I guess.
No, you
no.
should do.
I just
so
wanted
reset.
You to be aware of the bless. I think you had forgotten
aware.
About it.
No, now, I see it. I'm aware, but I just... I'm trying to play her like she would... What she would do, because... She could die.
I
want to stay
you,
true to the character.
Your instinct, if you're interested in drawing their attention, then you need to step in front of Ramius.
Yeah.
And fire
like
at the
would
one
be drawing their attention.
Fire at the one behind it if you need to be 30 feet away. But then this one has the if Asa doesn't finish this one off. I mean that's really if you want to draw their attention, yeah. then you have to step in front
I
of
I think
Ramius.
That's what she would do actually. She would step in front of
and
them.
And you could still be in the bless,
yes.
but then just don't fire at the one within your okay. volley range either.
That's exactly what she does. She steps in front of Ramius, still 5 feet away from the one that just got in.
Yeah, now you've accomplished what you wanted to accomplish.
Do I have
you put yourself
a clear...
in a more dangerous position? You have a
to the blue lady?
To the blue lady.
Or do I need to move down one square?
Move down one okay. square, and I won't. Oh yeah, now it's clear.
Okay. So she runs
now
in front
really
of Ramius, and she turns back. She's like, "Take care of Buggles, whatever you can do." And she's got her bow out. I'm assuming she was able to carry Buggles with one hand. Oh no, she punched with her hand.
Yeah, but you.
But I
you
can do it with my bow.
Yeah.
I feel like she's got her bow out. If she can hold
you
Buggles with one
you
hand,
you dragged a 30-pound. Yeah. It's no reason.
All right, so
like holding a baby,
putting the blue lady up there
yeah,
for
blue
me.
Blue lady's on the map.
Oh,
lady's entered the map.
Hate the blue lady.
All right,
great. One forward, right there.
So wait a minute.
Zephyr moves. Flavor asks you to take care of Buggles. Looks at Asa and she's like, "Are you ready? Let's hold them off."
Okay. And Asta looks scared for you. Asta is ready to rock, but yeah. she is very worried about
like,
Zephyr.
I haven't gone down yet, but she's about to.
Zephyr does not look good.
Monastic Archer stance. Flurry of blows at the blue lady.
Okay. And we've established you have your bow.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've established that. Let's go. And I'm going to roll the original dice that Eric from Norse Foundry gave me. The original Zephyr dice. The turquoise one.
Old turquoise.
Session. Just because...
Turquoise delight.
Okay, yeah.
I think at worst you stowed
up.
Your bow. You don't think you dropped it.
Right. I didn't stow it when I hit the guy with my fist, because I don't need to.
Yeah, you just were punching, you were holding it in one hand, and you certainly didn't have to stow it while you're pulling buckles.
Right.
I'm fine with that. I just want to make sure you didn't drop it or say you stowed the bow, and I just don't know.
All right.
So I'm going to say you're good.
Here we go, with bless. First shot. 15?
You do have a bottle cap.
I do have a bottle cap.
You have a couple.
I've got two bottle caps.
You have the most out of any of us, I think.
I feel like this one would make the
stabilize,
most sense.
You would
to
have
roll.
To use yeah. all of them.
I'm going to use a bottle cap for...
Are you firing at the little guy or the blue lady?
The blue lady.
Okay.
Blue lady.
I'm going to use a bottle cap for my first...
Probably the best use of an attack cap.
Thanks. Do I get a bottle cap for that?
What did you roll on the die the first time?
A 4.
Yeah, not Ooh. Good.
All right.
Don't forget, you get a +1 to your attack.
Oh, and a +1.
No.
Yeah. Got a natural 5 this time instead of a natural 4.
Oh.
Cool. Miss.
What is going on with us?
Cindy, I thought you
this goes back
studio.
6 episodes now?
This is the entire campaign.
Troy, you should know.
You're always shitty.
Troy didn't even know. I brought Sage into the studio this morning, and I smudged the studio.
And that didn't work?
It's crazy that didn't work.
I think I didn't do it long enough.
I can't believe
enough.
That didn't have a tangible
I'll
effect
do it at,
on material
I'll
work.
Do it at lunch again.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
So maybe you can burn down some of the set.
Yeah.
I mean,
then we'll be cured.
We don't just need a new campaign.
I mean, it's
new
fine
studio.
If she misses. I feel like it makes sense thematically. Like
she's hurt.
She's trying to hold off for as long as she can. She will go down swinging. So second attack with the flurry of blows.
Okay.
15 again total. So she's... got determination on her face. She's trying, but she's just tired right now. She's feeling weak, and she misses both of them.
End of the line.
But she's standing there ready to take it.
Da-na-na-na. Love isn't always on time. All right, Barnes.
You piece of shit.
Oh, you know, be fun. It won't be a TPK. You'll be the lone survivor,
yeah.
But I'll just move you into a new campaign.
That's my right. bet, is that he is the lone survivor.
He leaves Gatewalkers. My bet was that he'd be the lone survivor, that we would continue to play Gatewalkers, that we would all bring in new characters, and that Barnes would get to tell this story about how he didn't kill the entire character. And we would all, as characters, could always kind of believe it.
Yeah.
And maybe, but sometimes be suspicious.
Yeah. What really happened?
Barnes is going to go back to Castrovel and give his memory of this. So you don't have to worry about
it. You know what? Let's wipe this whole thing out.
What happened to that group you're with? Yeah. Oh, I don't remember.
Yeah. I don't know.
Barnes, you are... I mean, this is just so fucking cool here. You are ducked behind these barrels.
Barnes is in the least amount of danger of all.
Yeah.
Infuriating.
In my defense, I didn't expect you all to follow me.
Well, it didn't matter. Well, we didn't.
Yeah,
you did. All of you
we
ran
stayed
out.
We stayed in the opening of the door. We were like, of the doorway.
We were like 10 feet, it was Buggles' dark vision in particular, surrounded. And the light of the moon that saw that you were in trouble. They couldn't have just left you out there.
They could have.
You would have died.
I'm okay.
Yeah.
How dare you think so little of us to leave you out there, but alone?
Show us how okay you are.
Yeah, I mean,
you
whatever.
Just move back this 5 feet. Should we do that?
Is great. Yes. Okay. This is a great situation.
Barnes moves up to the edge of the canal.
Okay.
He will glint his mirror. And I'll just move myself because I'm not going to double. I'll double and appear on the ledge on the opposite side.
Okay. Interesting.
And then move again. And the original Barnes will disappear. And he's going to move back towards the bridge.
So you're moving
back towards them.
Okay. So now this guy is multiple moves away.
Yes.
But he still has his bow out.
Two can play at the kiting game.
Okay. Thought you'd go attack him.
Yeah. Why wouldn't you just kill him?
Because I have no, I have because of the way I've been rolling.
Okay,
but rolling is all chance.
But I saged the room.
Just got to throw, throw this out there. If you, we're just talking here as friends at the table. If you closed on him and attacked and missed or whatever, he has a bow in his hand.
I have to spend two moves to close on him.
You can't glint next to him.
No, and that's another action. So I'm using two actions. I get one
that's
shot
fine, and then one action to swing. And then the and more important miss. Thing is his whole next turn is tied up
I
dealing with
you. I understand the logic of what you're saying.
Do you have
but
a reaction? You don't have a reaction. No. Yeah, so he could still drop, free action, draw, and get two swings off, or pull back, fire.
No, it's certain death. I'm going
to
miss.
I just wanted to talk through it all there.
The best thing I can do is kite him.
Yeah.
I know it doesn't require me to roll.
Sorry, I just can't see you on the map at all. I assume you're... But are you kiting him back to us?
Yeah, but he's going to have to... He has to either go all the way around or come back and double... He's got to at least triple move to get anywhere near me. I mean, he could fire with the bow.
He can fire with the bow, but the bow has a 60-foot range increment. The bow that does deadly D10 on a crit. Let's go to Asta. Asta, you got a last name?
I mean...
Do your fox people have a last name?
Did I give Asta a last name?
Is it Luego?
No. That's not canon.
I tried to make her on The Sims, and I was like, what is Asta's last name?
Asta Jones.
I always assumed Asta was just a made-up name, like an alias, because you're a criminal, like a known criminal.
Her name is Rex Johnson.
You're a dress destroyer.
I'm reading to see if I made her for the last
Fox
name.
Johnson.
Foxy Brown.
That's her real name?
Lucky.
Foxy Brown.
Lucky had a whole name that was like important that we never learned about.
I know.
And like, and Asta is just Asta.
Now you can have two characters that we don't learn anything about.
Middle.
middle
name La, last name Vista. Anyway,
you're in the bless. However, if you want to close on this Johnski at the door, you would be out of the bless.
I don't want to. And this is the one that I hit outside that Ramius hit, that we all got hits. No.
No. That guy's still
the
out
one
there.
That's at Ramius the door hit. is in bad shape.
It's just, this guy has one hit point.
The leader is looking great.
Yeah, that's the issue.
And so strong.
We just got to take
all right,
this
so
guy.
Strong.
I am going to cast another phase bolt. Which I cast outside. Another cantrip, but it does my most damage.
At who?
And it's a spell attack roll, right?
And it's a spell attack roll.
Awesome.
At the goblin, the hobgoblin.
They're all hobgoblins.
The little guy.
The little guy. The one that is about to die.
Yes.
You move up. First, probably, to avoid any cover that he's going to get.
Because I am behind you guys now. Yep. So I am going to move.
And then Facebook's two actions?
Yep.
So this is your turn.
This will be my turn.
Oh, stop.
And Asta...
This is my pants.
Asta is, like, screaming. And it's like when foxes scream. Like, horrifying. Sounds like a cat dying outside your window at night. And it's just like... like screaming, and it's like primal.
Is that what they sound like?
Yeah,
it's scary. It's freaky. Yeah. We should pull it up later.
I'm gonna have to beat a fox with a baseball bat.
Fox scream. She's worried. She's worried about everything right now, and she's feeling like she's gonna lose people. So here we go.
No,
what I'm saying.
I mean, it's just insanity.
The dice gods truly want us to die.
They want us to do a new campaign.
I guess so.
11.
What was the die?
5. Fucking 5.
I rolled a couple 2s and 3s.
I brought in new dice.
And you don't have any caps.
I smudged.
Wait a minute, you don't have a +6 to hit on that, do you? With bless?
+7. It's a 12.
Okay.
I mean, it's terrible. And it's a cantrip.
Are you... +7.
Yes.
It's a plus what?
You have some conditions on?
Drained.
Yeah. And she doesn't have +4 in her.
I have a +6 spell attack. Always. That's my spell attack.
Okay.
So that sucks, and she's screaming.
Just
Oh, you brought your glasses today.
I did.
You look really nice.
So I wouldn't forget them. Thank you.
Can I have a bottle cap?
We'll get you nowhere.
Can I have a bottle cap?
You like your glasses.
Bottle cap.
I wore them so I wouldn't forget them.
Yeah, I wore them so I wouldn't forget them. That's true. All right, Old Man LaValle here. It's an original raider. Original raider's turn. He was going to come around there to the barrels, but now he's not going to do that. So he is going to move. He's going to move 25 feet to start. He's got a shot on Barnes here.
Are these ledges? Like, is there a railing?
It's like waist high. So you could vault over with these.
Standard cover?
Yeah, I'll give you a +2. I think that makes sense. +1. I'll give you a +1. It would make sense that there would just be like you could fall right into the fucking canal.
Walking drunkenly down the street and slipping. Whoa!
You did say this was a weird city. Something weird's going on.
I'm really trying to decide here if I want to. Well, either way, I'm taking a shot. So I'm going to take a shot and then decide if I want to take another shot or.
Cut him off.
Cut him off the pass, yeah. So it's going to be a short bow. I'm going to roll my old split the party die here.
Oh, yeah. Love the split the party die.
I bought these with cash.
Cool.
Untraceable cash.
Untraceable cash.
Unmarked bills.
All right, here we go. Barnsley. 90-19.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
It's really just...
+1.
Yeah.
Your AC is going to be a 29 to hit.
Jeez.
Not a crit.
Oh.
Does it matter?
It might.
Not a crit. 7 points of piercing damage.
Okay, I'm still up.
Oh my god.
Well, yeah, because his bows have the deadly.
Right. But I was going to say, are you so low that it doesn't matter? But.
And then I am going to move to close. Which also moves him closer.
So now he's between us and
the original.
Between Barnes and us.
Top of round 5. New Raider 1's turn. That is the one that is. In the back here. Oh, man. This motherfucker. This motherfucker. Let me just make sure that that's not the one that I have in the observatory, because I have them on 2 maps. No. That one's the one that's in rough shape. All right. Here's what this one's going to do. Following suit to the one that's already in there. He's going to drop his crossbow, free action. Draw sword, first action. Second action, move 25 feet forward. Third action, come into the observatory. So, that would be 10 feet to here, and then another 15 to there. So, in formation... with his buddy, directly in front of Zephyr. That's his turn.
That's another reason that we had to kill guy with one hip.
Deny them that formation.
Now he's bone and gets the bonuses of the
show you where they are on formation. The observatory.
God damn it!
It's not like you didn't try.
Yeah, I know.
They have swords out. They're closing on you. They're coming in for the kill here.
Punch him in the face!
Let's go back to the street. I will remove... Just going to remove all of them off this map here because they're no longer there. This map is really now just to track the Barnes fight. So it becomes Sakawachi's turn.
Sakawachi! All
right, so we'll go back to the observatory.
Better or do something.
It's Brother Amius's turn, right?
I believe it's... I'm sorry, not Sakawachi's turn. It's Brother Ramius's turn. Brother Ramius, you go, and then Sakawachi, the true hero of this adventure.
So all the spells you have, which one are you going to cast? You have so many.
Ramius, seeing the end is here, realizing there is no hope, thinks we need Buckles. We need the Golakan. We need power.
He's going to fall back behind Sakawachi, putting Sakawachi definitively between himself and the enemy.
In the crosshairs. Yeah.
Wait, in the crosshairs. Share the exposition. We need to move forward.
As he falls back and he says, Keeper, please, we need him. And he's going to reach out to Buggles. He's going to cast a spell on Buggles that I have not cast before. He's going to cast Rousing Splash on Buggles.
I don't know if I like the sound of that.
Yeah, it's a little disturbing, but it is, I think, a perfect spell for the moment. So Rousing Splash, you cause a splash of cold water to descend on an ally's head, granting temporary vigor. You immediately gain 1d4 temporary hit points.
Okay.
Three.
All right. Ooh.
Temporary hit points, which last for 1 minute. The target is then immune to temporary hit points from Rousing Splash for 10 minutes. And you can also attempt a flat check to get out of acid or fire persistent damage, but that's it. Okay. So it wakes you up.
Cool.
All right, so you're no longer dying. You are wounded one, prone, drained one, off guard.
Oh my God.
With 3 hit points. For a minute.
3 hit points.
Temporary.
For a minute.
But at least awake, maybe can fire off one last spell to crit and kill the boss.
And that was your...
That's my turn.
Move to action, cast.
Okay. It is Sakawachi's turn. Should I try to put one of them to sleep? I've never tried this magic before.
Yes. The one in front.
Which one?
In front of Zephyr.
All right.
It gets both of them. It's an AoE.
Oh, five-foot burst.
Yes. Yep. All right. Both of them.
I'd like you to roll the will saves.
God damn it.
Joe, this is your
time. This is a dirty thing to do.
How dare you?
It's your time.
I could fudge. I could do a million things. I want it to be by the book. Don't you go fudge
you
it over
there. You roll natural 20 sometimes.
No, we want him to roll low.
We want him to roll low.
This is the whole thing. Now I'm going to roll high.
You better roll as expected.
Yeah, exactly. And everybody's going to be mad at me.
Here's the thing.
You don't suck right now.
Okay. While they're in formation, they actually get a bonus to their saves.
This is your moment.
So.
To will saves?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I guess that does make sense.
All right, so.
I'm like, why would they be emboldened and more focused of mind while they're together?
Oh. I'm not going to tell you what the bonus is. I'm not going to tell you what the DC is, but I have it.
Okay.
So
you just want a die roll from me.
I just want two die rolls because there's two of them that will be caught in this burst. It's going to hit the intersection right between them.
Okay.
So do the one in the front.
All right. This is the one in the front, first. The one that has not been touched, I believe. Has no damage. This is the one we really want to fall unconscious.
Come on.
Natural 20.
Oh my God! I'm gonna shoot myself! Fucking Jesus Christ! Natural goddamn 20!
You like cannot make this shit up because it'd be too unbelievable.
Why did you make me do that?
Fucking asshole.
Maddie! Maddie, you!
That's incredible, honestly. Try. I'm not even mad.
I wanted to see natural 20 for so long! And it waited until that moment. I even planned my celebration.
Oh no.
This is what I said would happen.
All new.
Well, you have one more shot.
It's the most twisted, most vile, sick thing. All right, I'll roll for the second one.
It's just amazing. It really.
I'm shaking.
Truly. Yeah. Exactly.
Don't do it again.
That could
again.
Have saved everyone.
And now the one that
surely
has
it won't
one
happen
hit
again.
Point.
Yeah.
Well, no, put this one to sleep. It's meaningless. It has one hit point.
Don't do
it. Not even God himself.
Natural 20. Back to back. Natural 20.
There's no way.
It is so good. Son of a bitch.
I see it. I saw it. Stop!
That
makes me so fucking angry.
You are cursed.
I know.
You switching.
Are cursed.
It's real.
I don't want to
play
it anymore.
Sage.
It was
make
switching.
Him eat it.
This is
make
un-
him eat it.
I'm a rational man, but there's no other explanation for what we've just seen.
You're yeah. fucking haunted.
Every one of you pieces of shit that goes online and writes about statistics and probability, I'm all made up. Like, fuck off. It's real.
You know what I blame? I think you got some bum sage.
No,
I think
this stop. Crappy
yeah, where, stop. I got sage, guys.
Where'd you buy that sage
from? I'm so upset.
Oh well, God. Actually, maybe, well, you know what? The sage didn't know you needed to roll low.
Flashback to the sage guy. He rips off his mask. It's me. And I'm like, that was oregano. I mean, why not an 18, a 19?
Legitimately. I'm
two
natural GCP, can he? GCN natural 20s.
Thanks, Norse Foundry.
Like our logo and everything.
For all your natural 20 generating needs.
I just rolled a nat 20 just for the hell of it.
Can he get a bottle cap for going so well?
I mean.
that's what Asa sounds like. Oh my God.
That's it.
That's it. That's the end.
No, that was two actions.
Yeah,
and then third action,
you
increase the bless.
Increase yeah. by five.
You moved.
No, by 10.
You moved.
No. Sakawachi.
Sakawachi. Oh.
Yeah, right, we're kind of running Sakawachi's turn.
I love it. I love yeah. it, but I hate it.
So bless is, you can increase the radius by 5 feet.
You're looking, it must be looking at legacy. You're looking
oh, it's
at
10 now? Yeah, all right. Yeah. It's legacy, so it's 10?
Yeah.
All right, great. I will.
It should be 25 feet, should be the
total. Okay. Yeah, I am looking at legacy. All right, so.
Back to back natural 20s.
Remember that time?
Remember that time you were dreaming of your natural 20?
It's just. It's Buggles' turn.
Yeah! Hey!
Okay. Buggles, you have a turn.
It's a Buggles. It's just like. And the splash, this water, like, hits his face. And it takes him a second to realize what's going on. This sort of artificial vitality is filling him. And he turns and he's just like, and he sees just the more injured one.
Yep.
And he reaches out his little trembling hand is like, squeezes it into a fist as he summons a frostbite sphere to close around him. Please give me a fortitude save. And I'd like Joe to roll it.
Actually, maybe not.
All right, fortitude save against this one. He gets the bonus for formation. Here we go. Back to split the party. Okay, it's a 20.
Okay, that's a success.
Come on, roll high and it might still kill him.
2 points of damage.
No.
Oh. I rolled almost as bad as I could have on the damage.
Oh. Damn. Okay.
Can I go to the bathroom?
Like anything
in
this room, but
yeah.
I really do have to.
Just gotta get out of this room.
Yeah. All right. It's Blue Lady's turn. Followed by Raider 2.
Fucking dead. And
I do actually have another.
Zephyr is right there.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry,
you do have one more action.
Yeah.
Shit. Yeah, all of my good stuff I can't really do unless my psyche's unleashed.
No attack cantrips, one action.
Not without, oops. Not without my psyche.
Maybe an aid for Zephyr or Asta. Their attacks are coming up.
Yeah, I'll just I'll do an aid for Zephyr.
Okay. Blue Lady. Blue Lady. Hasn't been hit. All right, well, the gathering at the door here has created a bit of a situation for her in terms of
sight lines. But Zephyr is clear. So we're gonna come after Zephyr.
Oh, damn. This was the point.
She reloaded to enter turn.
I don't have enough hit points.
So this is gonna be...
If you weren't there, she would have hit Hubert.
Yep, this is what you wanted.
Think about that.
This is what you wanted.
This is what you wanted.
When did you know what, Joe? Why don't you just...
His turn a lot.
I'm just looking at the straight line, and it's right behind you is Hubert.
Why don't you
so
just
funny.
Relax over there?
Oh, hello there.
Did Hubert want to run up to the front and curl into a ball and do you take some...
He's sitting there with a dagger. I don't know what to do.
Get in there, Hubert. Become a hero. Become a hero. You are one, Hubert. I see it in you. A hero.
Blue Lady, crossbow, Zephyr.
Hubert jumps in the air as the bolt releases.
No!
Natural 20.
No!
Oh my god!
No!
With a named...
No!
...character.
No!
Her name is Blue Lady. That's ridiculous.
I mean...
Oh no. My god,
I'm switching
Troy.
Dice. I'm switching. This is a perfectly unchipped die.
It's all right, guys. I've got a bottle cap.
And a backup card.
We need you to do the killing.
When have I done that? I
need a fan great. Critical. This is a named character.
Maybe this will be one of those great crits that's like nothing bad happens.
I'm sick to my stomach.
Fuck Troy. Like
sick.
Bad for Troy.
Sick to Joe's stomach.
Yeah.
I'm not hungry. I don't want lunch.
I'm so hungry.
I'm so hungry.
I'm so
worked
hungry.
Up an appetite.
Okay.
Death makes me hungry.
Okay. All right. This one from Yetzi in Auckland, New Zealand.
Yetzi.
Collarbones are overrated anyway. Your shot smashes the enemy right in the collarbone and, with a little luck, shatters it into pieces.
Oh, ow.
The attempt a fortitude save.
Me?
Yeah.
All right. Fortitude is being affected by drained right now.
Yetzi, what are you doing?
Do I get a bless plus one from that? No. That's just attack. 16.
Fail, not a critical fail.
Failure. You double damage and you are clumsy for 1d2 rounds and... Your weapon gains the deadly D8 trait for the purposes of calculating crit damage.
Cool. You're going to need that.
It didn't matter.
Doesn't matter. She's going down.
You're
going
to need that.
Yeah. But you are clumsy.
She's going down. She's going to be unconscious. She's the clumsiest of all.
She's asleep.
I'm sorry. Clumsy one for two rounds.
Okay.
Clumsy one for two rounds.
That's fine. It would be 10 piercing.
Down.
Plus crossbow precision is a D8, which I assume I would double that.
Yes.
And then another D8 on top of that. So
if dying, you do so much damage, two. What happens?
Was it critical, so you're
it would have
dying
to go two. Beyond yeah. double your max hit.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And I don't, it was a lot of damage, but I don't think it's going to take you there. However, you do go to dying two.
Shatter, her collarbone shatters.
Shatters. Oh, yeah. And clumsy one.
Falls.
Thank Drops you, Yetzi.
Thanks.
That
Thanks.
Dying lady is real clumsy.
Yetzi.
Real clutz.
Well, that's what you were not hoping for, but you knew
not
the risks.
Not surprised.
You knew the risks. Okay. She will come into the room with a running reload. One action shoot, second action running reload, and now with Zephyr down, has a clean shot on Asta. Crossbow precision will not be in effect here because it's only on the first attack. What die do I roll?
He's trying to find a die that doesn't roll natural 20.
Give me Joe's dice.
Imagine having that problem.
I'll go back to neon green. Rolls terrible.
Yeah, yeah. Let's do it.
With the map. It rolls for so long. 16.
Miss.
Oh. Ooh.
Miss.
God.
Don't you dare.
That's its turn. It is now Raider 2's turn. Zephyr is dying 2. Buggles is wounded 1. with 3 hit points. Ramius has 4 hit points, I think.
No, I'm good on hit points.
You're good on hit points?
But I'm wounded too.
Asta's at full. Barnes.
Asta's not at full.
Not at full.
I'm not at full.
Stop saying that.
I'll Asta's start to very, write it. If you hurt. Say it one more time, then it becomes like Beetlejuice and I am at full.
We'll see you next week.
Oh,
you're dragging it out again. I mean, you have to. You have
yeah.
to. You have to. The systematic murdering of every character is going to take at least another 25 minutes.
Right. But now I have a week to prepare a new AP. We don't have to have that off week in between. The Barnes Chronicles.
It's time to make your membership official. Start your 30-day free trial today and become an official member of The Niche at jointhenaish.com with the promo code GCN30. That's jointhenaish.com and use code GCN30 to gain access to exclusive podcasts, ad-free episodes, and content you can't find anywhere else. Once again, it's jointhenaish.com and use code GCN30 at signup to get your first 30 days for free. Tell your friends, come join yourself, and see what everybody's talking about when you join The Niche today.